USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is joining the call for the release of police body cam video of the shooting death of a black man in Elizabeth City. The sheriff's office said Andrew Brown tried to run as deputies arrived with arrest warrants at his home. Witnesses say he tried to drive away when officers fired shots at him.
He was nonviolent. Anybody that knew him would tell you that. He didn't even carry a gun.
Officials say officers from other agencies were called because Brown has resisted arrest in the past. An investigation is underway. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The CDC has lifted the hold on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said after reviewing the data, the advisory panel said the benefits outweigh the risks.
We have three safe and effective options for a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
A handful of women developed blood clots from the vaccine, and three of them died. Dr. Walensky also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby.
We were also able to follow in detail more than 3,900 pregnant women, and over 800 of whom have completed their pregnancies. Importantly, no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration says the president is open to negotiating with Republicans about their slimmed-down infrastructure package. Senate Republicans say they want to spend about $500 billion in upgrading the nation's roads, bridges, and railways. They say President Biden's $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan is too much. He said the GOP proposal was a good-faith effort. On CNN, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about President Biden's infrastructure plan.
In fact, it is not even $600 billion because they are reusing money that has already been appropriated. And also, in terms of how do you fund it, we have just talked about, I believe, you've got to ask the wealthy and large corporations, many of whom pay zero in federal income taxes. You've got to ask them to start paying their fair share of taxes, not the middle class or working families of this country. The effective tax rate today for working families is higher than it is for billionaires. That's crazy. So what the Republicans have come up with, to my mind, is given the enormity of the crisis, a totally inadequate package, and they want to fund it in a unfair and regressive way.
Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympic gold medal winning athlete and transgender rights activist, is now running for governor of California. She'll be running in the 2021 recall election as a Republican. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.